In a world overcrowded by comic book movies, Logan isn't just another shiny new addition. It stands apart, breaking all the codes and conventions of a tiring genre. It's not bursting with CGI, there's no intergalactic supervillains, capes or costumes. It's grounded, emotional and driven by narrative. All of these elements combine to make what could be one of the year's best movies. Except it's not.
We got ourselves an X-Men fan.
Logan takes the Wolverine franchise in a completely different direction, hoping to establish itself as an emotional drama that appeals to the heart. Even down to the movie's title, it's clear Logan is about humanising an anti-hero and highlighting the universal fears associated with life, death and immortality. For Logan, it's love, belonging and legacy that haunt his weary body.
This is what life looks like.
He hides in isolation, caring for a decrepit Professor X as a random albino lad whose sole purpose is to progress the narrative, kind of just hangs around. The trio's dysfunctional living arrangement is made a little bit more uncomfortable when it turns out that Logan has a genetically cloned daughter. Hell, you'd be surprised too if you weren't at the conception of your firstborn.
I need the girl.
What girl?
Go get her.
Blood, violence, and more empowerments than you can poke a shish kebab at ensue. Look, in theory, this all sounds like the breath of fresh air the genre needs. But because Logan stands so far from its predecessors in terms of tone, aesthetic, and storyline, it lacks the emotional exposition it requires. I mean, for a bloke that has knives on his knuckles, Wolverine has shed a suspiciously small amount of blood for the past 17 years, making it hard to sympathise with the guilt he's carrying around.
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was.
Of course, Hugh Jackman returns for his final performance as Wolverine, adding an emotional depth to the story. Paired with Logan's deteriorating health, it's a perfectly timed arc that should have even the most masculine nerds claiming, it's just something in my eye. One element in particular is the relationship between Logan and his daughter Laura, which isn't fully realised until it's all but too late. The bond is never really explored, leading to an underwhelming finish, in what should have been a moving climax between the two winds up breaking hearts for all the wrong reasons.
Where is she?
Beneath the stains.
She's like you.
Of time.
Very much like you.
Hugh gives another brilliant performance as the Mutton Chop Mutant. Almost two decades ago, the unlikely stage actor took the role and made it his own, personifying every aspect of Wolverine. Jackman managed to immortalise himself as a comic book hero way before it was cool.
My name is Tony Stark and I'm not afraid of you.
More importantly is the performance given by Hollywood newcomer Daphne Keane. Keane is incredible as Laura, bringing the volatile attitude necessary to play Wolverine's daughter. She has this truly epic fighting style and actually shows conviction when dicing up body parts with her cute little Wolverine claws. Unfortunately, the performances on the other side aren't as convincing, as every villain is weaker than the last. The principal antagonist is a Macaulay Culkin-looking fuck who's less threatening than a bee with no stinger, while the others are bloated and lame. Logan is ambitious, progressive and fresh, but ultimately it fails to execute its emotionally charged objectives. I give it 5.5, I'm not Mark Fennell's, out of 10.
I would find a way.
Logan, you still have time.
Shh, Xavier, there's not, it's over, it's done. 5.5. Sorry, mate.